ISO/NE provides more detail on responses to LTTP procurement, written by John Lemson and read by an automated voice. ISO New England has published a summary of proposals submitted for its first longer-term transmission planning, or LTTP procurement, which is aimed at reducing transmission constraints between Maine and southern New England and supporting 1,200 megawatts of new onshore wind in northern Maine. The solicitation is the first run of ISO New England's new LTTP process, which the RTO and the New England states established to select solutions to needs identified in long-term transmission studies. Four project sponsors responded to the first LTTP procurement, submitting six proposals in total. The proposals represent a good diversity of solution designs, ISO/NE said. The cost projections range from $962 million to $4.04 billion, though these projections may change as the bidders and ISO New England work to standardize the cost calculations. The expected in-service dates range from the fourth quarter of 2032 to the third quarter of 2035. Four of the six projects are joint proposals submitted in collaboration with incumbent transmission owners. ISO New England has not disclosed the identities of the companies that participated in the solicitation, but noted that three of the lead project sponsors are incumbents and one is a non-incumbent. Three of the submissions propose new HVDC lines running from Maine to Massachusetts, along with new and upgraded AC infrastructure. These proposals are a 151-mile 400 kilovolts line between Wiscasset, Maine, and Everett, Massachusetts, with a total cost of $2.55 billion. A 144-mile 400 kilovolts line between Wiscasset and Wakefield, Massachusetts, projected to cost $2.6 billion. A 164-mile 320 kilovolts line between the retired Maine Yankee Nuclear Plant and the retired Mystic Generating Station, with an expected cost of $4.04 billion. The three other proposals rely on new AC lines and line upgrades. They are a $2.2 billion proposal to build two new 345 kilovolt lines totaling 70 miles, upgrade 16 miles of 115 kilovolt line in Maine to 345 kilovolts and upgrade existing 345 and 115 kilovolts lines throughout Maine and New Hampshire. A $2.14 billion proposal that is nearly identical to the prior proposal, but with a reduction in total mileage of 345 kilovolts upgrades. A $962 million proposal that includes a new 43-mile 345 kilovolts line and three new substations. ISO New England said all the proposals claim to meet the minimum requirements of the RFP, which are to increase the Maine-New Hampshire interface limit to 3,000 megawatts and the Surag South limit to 3,200 megawatts and support the interconnection of 1,200 megawatts of onshore wind in northern Maine. For context, when the New England Clean Energy Connect transmission line is online, it is expected to achieve commercial operations this winter. The Surag South limit will be 2,800 megawatts and the Maine New Hampshire limit will be 2,200 megawatts. ISO New England said some proposals claim to increase the limits beyond the minimum requirements. The RTO noted that it received proposals to increase the Surag South limit to 3,800 megawatts and the Maine New Hampshire limit to 3,600 megawatts. All proposals would build a new substation near Pittsfield, Maine, to enable a 1,200 megawatts injection of onshore wind. No submissions proposed infrastructure that would accommodate more than the required 1,200 megawatts of offshore wind. Separate from the LTTP process, Maine is seeking to procure 1,200 megawatts of wind in northern part of the state, along with transmission to connect the power to the proposed Pittsfield interconnection point in central Maine. Maine officials have expressed hope that other New England states will join in the solicitation. Maine issued a draft RFP for this procurement in October 2025, noting that the procurement is designed to leverage the LTTP solicitation and is contingent on ISO New England selecting a longer-term transmission upgrade project. To select a preferred solution in the LTTP process, ISO/NE will review the projects to ensure they meet the minimum requirements, evaluate effects on other interfaces, and screen for adverse system impacts. ISO/NE also will rely on a consultant to evaluate the financial health of the project sponsors, the feasibility of the construction proposals, and the cost estimates. The RTO will rely on the participating transmission owners to estimate the costs of corollary upgrades. For projects that meet all the requirements, the RTO will quantify costs and benefits. Projects must have a positive benefit-to-cost ratio to be eligible to be selected by ISO/NE as the preferred solution. ISO/NIS said it expects to select a preferred solution by September 2026, noting that it is cautious about committing to an earlier date because the RFP involves utilizing numerous new processes. By default, the costs of a solution would be allocated by load, though the states could submit an alternative cost allocation methodology or opt to terminate the process following ISO/NIS selection. If no proposals pass the benefit cost threshold, the LTTP process allows one or more states to cover a project's costs that exceed the threshold, enabling it to proceed.